So medical drama. It's almost redundant to say. I mean, the life or death moments extracted from the ERs and the ORs of the world are the most harrowing of dramas, the most human of moments.
5-5-5-year-old male involved in a motor cycle accident. Can't patient stable at this time. Any questions?
No questions. Dispatch 2, mention over.
All right. Anything here, George? I know you're posting.
No. Yes or no?
Here?
No.
What if this was my dad? What would I want the nurse to say to him?
If you had to give me a number, 0 is no pain and 10 is like the most pain you've ever had in your entire life.
Selections from a new ABC News series that begins this summer called Boston Med. And it depicts real life in some very amazing hospitals in Boston. But real life in a hospital also includes the most boring of moments. Patients who can't pay their bills, who get mad at a doctor who says the wrong thing, confusion over the insurance forms. These are also dramas in their own way. And combining them into a gripping new TV series on ABC was the mission of Boston Med. We're joined now by Terrence Wrong, who managed to get his documentary crew inside those three Boston hospitals to experience the harrowing and the banal. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning, John.
This is an amazing project. I mean, I can't imagine that it was easy to get the kind of access that you got for these 8 episodes.
No, it wasn't. I think we got it for 2 reasons. One, we have a track record. We went to Johns Hopkins Hospital twice in the last decade. And the other is we have a contract that a lot of lawyers ended up having to come to an agreement on.
Backed by a team of ER lawyers, I guess you would say, journalistic ER lawyers.
Yeah.
One of the characters, one of the voices you will meet in episode 3 of Boston Med is Dr. William Curry. He's a neurosurgeon. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John.
When we meet you in the episode 3, there's a patient who's saying you look like Barack Obama.
Indeed, and that's something that I hear quite a bit, or at least I did last year, right after the president was elected. As you'll hear, I personally don't think I look that much like him, but I'm honored by the comparison, as I'm a big fan of the president.
Well, I would love to be looking at your face if I was experiencing a moment like you had in this consulting meeting with the patient Ron Haynes, who's very worried about an upcoming surgery to remove a malignant tumor from his brain that could have some very, very serious consequences. I was a fly on the wall when I observed this scene. Let's listen to it.
There's risk of visual loss, risk of neurological problems, and there's no way to preserve your sense of smell with this surgery.
Okay. That's the one that I care the least about.
We wouldn't recommend this surgery if we didn't think we could get around
it. Well, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with you guys, you know, being almost experts, you know, basically experts in this field.
I like to think that we're experts, actually.
I've got a lot of faith, and I just kind of know it's going to be all right. So I've never really doubted.
Dr. Curry, I mean, here's somebody trading their vision for their sense of smell. You're having a conversation. He totally trusts you. I mean, can I trust you?
I think that you can, John. I think that what that episode and that interaction demonstrates is what we have to, as doctors, to try to convey to patients, to kind of convince them of our expertise and our training, and to kind of get them on board with our treatment plan for them. It's not necessarily easy to do, and particularly when sometimes we have time constraints. But I think this is a great one of the reasons why I was enthusiastic about participating in the show was for giving an opportunity to let everybody out there in the world see what we are actually doing day to day for these patients, as opposed to guessing based on what the press says or what popular TV shows.
Let's talk about those popular TV shows. Terrence Wrong, you produced Boston Med. What's your mission when you go into these hospitals? Are you looking for the Grey's Anatomy moments, for the ER moments, and then you just sort of assemble them, and all the other stuff, the real stuff, you just sort of filter out?
Well, I think you have to show people the personal side of the doctors now, because television has changed so much since I did the first one. But the mission of this show was really to show people that no one necessarily gets a perfect outcome. Even with a great doctor like Dr. Curry, even at a great hospital like Mass General, you know, medical reality is one thing, and the expectations of the patient population are a completely different thing.
And we hear some patients who are not happy with their service in this documentary. We hear patients who are actually pretty difficult to deal with and some doctors who don't respond well to that emotional energy. How difficult was it to get everyone's permission to see themselves, warts and all?
Well, there's a certain number of patients who turn us down, but the overwhelming majority agreed to be shown. And the situations, though, are spontaneous. So, as you say, sometimes people clash, and there's a difference in expectations. I think one of the things doctors are trained in these days increasingly is how to deal with patients when they're upset, when they're under pressure. And the understanding is they're the ones who have all this medical complexity thrust on them, and so they do need an understanding doctor.
Can a patient sue you after this airs because you've disclosed medical information, even though they've signed a waiver?
Well, the waiver is exactly that. They give up their right to sue and agree to being have their images broadcast and their medical information disclosed. But we always offer them the chance to revoke that consent, even though it's informed, and we keep touch with them all the way through the broadcast and sometimes long after.
And HIPAA rules require that you be pretty flexible on this.
HIPAA rules require that they know exactly what they're signing
right.
off on.
Right. Dr. Curry, what did you learn about yourself seeing yourself in this show?
You know, to be honest, I haven't seen most of the show, but through the experience, you know, one thing I just wanted to be upfront about was that I don't think that I would have done it if I had thought for a moment that anything about my ability to care for patients would be altered. And in addition, I was kind of surprised and happy to see that most of the patients that participated really enjoyed it, actually, after a while. And we're happy to have the ABC crew around, even as an extra source of just people, somebody to talk to. Personally, I was proud of what we were able to do during the show. That's what I took away from it, I think.
You know, Dr. Curry, I'm engaged to marry someone in the medical profession, and every time he watches a show, like something like ER or House, he's always running a running commentary at all the stuff that's not realistic. So this show, to a certain extent, must be satisfying to you because it's all true.
Very much so. This is absolutely 100% real. There's nothing staged. There's nothing choreographed. We were not directed to repeat scenes, for instance. This is just as real as we can be.
And it's clear that when you watch the show, Celeste, your fiancé isn't going to be talking through the whole thing because it's going to be real.
That's right.
That's right. That's good. Listen to this moment that Terrence Wrong captured.
I went to a wedding. We're flying home, and I had a seizure. I woke up 4 days later. My son was sitting next to me on the plane. Thinking about my son sitting there in the ambulance, whatever. I'm not able to say anything to him. That's scary. This isn't scary.
In terms of all the debates about healthcare, and this is one of your patients, right, Dr. Curry?
Right.
In terms of all the debates about healthcare, Terrence Wrong, is this show about the quality of the interactions between doctors and patients, which ultimately what healthcare reform is about?
Yeah, it is ultimately about their interactions, which are very varied. You know, some doctors don't have the best bedside manner, but they may have the best scalpel in the operating room. So you have to kind of make those decisions. And the healthcare debate, you know, one of the questions is, will doctors have the leeway to make the kind of decisions that are so critical to, you know, deciding what kind of treatment you get?
Well, the series is Boston Med, 8-part series on ABC starting tonight. Dr. William Curry, you're a neurosurgeon in episode 3 at Mass General Hospital. Are neurosurgeons the most confident people on planet Earth?
I feel confident. I'll leave it.
Dr. William Curry, one of the people that you meet in Boston Med. Thanks so much to both of you.
You have to be confident to be a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
Oh, you just heard from Terry Wrong and Dr. William Curry just talking about the new ABC Hospital reality series, Boston Med. If you have a behind-the-scenes hospital story, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can text us, text the word TAKE to 69866. And leave a comment. Don't forget, we also have the Movie Date podcast at our website, thetakeaway.org. This week, Rafer and Kristen are going to talk about 15 years of Pixar movies, including the just-released Toy Story 3. You can subscribe to Movie Date on iTunes or our website. Just click on podcasts.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.